This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a look at who is responsible to make you holy. Our passage is 1 Kings, chapters 9 through 11. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
In the 6 years since the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was built in Washington, D.C., it's become one of the most visited and emotional sites in the nation's capital. Most people agree that it's not the unusual design of the memorial or its location that sets it apart. It's the names. More than 58,000 names of dead Americans carved into that black granite wall. It brings to mind the words of Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg. "We cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground." In today's passage, we find Solomon, having built the temple, is now dedicating it to God. In 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 3, records God's response to Solomon. "I have heard the prayer and plea you have made before me. I have consecrated this temple, which you have built, by putting my name there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there." And here is a great truth. Solomon could build this temple, Solomon could dedicate it to the Lord in prayer, but only God could hallow it and consecrate it for Himself. You and I can make nothing holy, not even ourselves. As we apply this to the living temples of the New Testament, the people of God, we find that only God can sanctify us to Himself. And those whom God sets apart for Himself have His eye, His heart, His love, and His care upon them. The process of sanctification begins with God's call to us in Christ. It is put in motion when we respond by faith, and it continues with God's work of setting us apart for Himself and molding us to be more like the person of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote of this sanctification process to the Philippian Christians. "Being confident of this very thing," he said, "that the one who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ." I find a lot of Christians discouraged from trying to set themselves apart for God and make themselves holy. The more they concentrate on trying to be holy, the more discouraged and disillusioned they become. There is great freedom in realizing that only God can make us holy. We must dedicate ourselves to Him and cooperate by obeying His commands, but the sanctifying belongs to Him. "Faithful is He who calleth you, who also will do it." Christian, God is still at work in you. Let Him have His way. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful daily guide and practical insights for your private or family devotions. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, the long road to success and the shortcut to failure. Join us on Daily Discipleship.